Let's get some tech news with Doc.
New things you need to know about.
A lot of these technologies consume a fair amount of power.
Random 30 Tech Update.
Well, it looks like Asus have got a brand new laptop coming out for gamers.
This thing is insane, right? This is the ROG, the Asus Republic of Gamers. It's called the Flow X13.
Good, cool name.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I wasn't all that sold on the name. It makes it sound like an auntie Flo, who, you know, comes around and pinches your cheek.
Well, it might make you scones.
Maybe.
While you're playing a game.
Maybe, yep. The gaming laptop that makes you scones.
Well, the price of them, I'm surprised they don't.
This one is kind of cool, because when you think about gaming laptops in general, they're all pretty sizable, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, they've got a bit of beef to them. This one is a 13-inch laptop, so it's actually really small. Like, okay. You can slide this into any bag, into like a satchel or anything like that, and go anywhere with it. And the way they've managed to do this is that the laptop itself is really ultra thin and small and packs a bit of a punch, but they have an external GPU for it. So the graphics processor unit, which can take up a lot of the bulk of your laptop, is actually in a completely separate case. So you can actually take your laptop out and about with you for work or for whatever, and it's got a 360 hinge on it, so it'll fold right around and do all sorts of fancy stuff like that. And it's got a Ryzen 9 processor in it, so it's super powerful already as a laptop.
Jeez.
But then you add your GPU to it, and it's adding an external GPU, and I'm just going to check this because it is huge. It is adding a GeForce RTX 3080 GPU. That's massive.
Okay, so for the average person like me that doesn't understand
really
that,
really powerful graphics processor that will give you amazing graphics in game.
Yeah.
What this has done though, right? So external GPUs is not a new thing.
Yeah.
But usually they connect through USB or whatever like that. This one has its own custom connection, and how that is of benefit is it creates a much faster connection, so you don't end up with bottlenecking and lag between your GPU and your CPU.
Right.
So usually, some of those GPUs can cause you a lot of drama because it's trying to go through this tiny cable to deliver the information. This has got a chunky, nice, big custom cable, and so it's delivering information from the GPU to the computer super fast.
Wow.
Meaning that you can play all the latest, greatest games on all the best settings on your little 13-inch monitor. And it's all portable.
What I find surprising, and this is a clear example of you've got this powerful computer or laptop, but it's so tiny.
Yeah.
Like, how do they keep making things better and better and better, but in size, smaller?
How do they
fit such massive processing units, whatever they want to call them?
Technology just keeps getting
just
better and better,
incredible.
Doesn't it? It's like the size of your phone, your mobile phone went from being this giant brick to being this tiny, small phone. And now they're actually trying to make them bigger
because they
found that, you know, they're just unusable. They're so small. But
wow.
Really insane. I'm so impressed with this machine. The ROG, Republic of Gamers, Flow X13, and, of course, the XG Mobile eGPU, which is an external graphics processor unit. So well worth checking out, and it's available now.
Cool. All the details at random30.com.au. 9.